Hi there, I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food. And it is April 11th, 2012. I always like to say what day it is, just in case you're wondering. And I want to bring on my next guest, Erica Meyer, who is the Executive Director of Compassion Over Killing since 2005, after having been actively involved as a volunteer since 2000. Since taking the helm, Erica has taken the organization to new heights with continued growth and accomplishment for animals that include ending the egg industry's use of the misleading claim, Animal Care Certified, and successfully working with Boca Foods to stop using eggs. Vegan for nearly 20 years, Erica has been working in the animal protection field since college, and before working at COK, Erica spent several years as an animal control officer in Washington, D.C., where she rescued sick, stray, and homeless animals, as well as enforced anti-cruelty laws. Welcome to It's All About Food, Erica.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad I was able to fit you in right at the right time.
It's an honor to be here.
I like your picture that I have of you. You just have a very lovely smile, and I can see there's a lot of love there.
Aw, that's very sweet. Thank you. That photo is at Poplar Spring Animal Sanctuary here in the D.C. area, and obviously that's a rescued chicken in the photo, and they are a wonderful place to visit rescued farmed animals and to learn more about them and get to know them and see all of their personalities.
Yeah. So just, we want to talk about National Veg Week, but just tell me a little bit about Compassion Over Killing and what's been going on other than what I just read in your brief bio.
Yeah, sure. Well, Compassion Over Killing, we are a national nonprofit animal protection organization, and we focus on farmed animal advocacy, which means we expose the day-to-day realities inside factory farms and slaughterhouses and empower people to make kinder and more compassionate food choices. So we do a lot to uncover the hidden cruelties of factory farms with undercover investigations. We have a proactive litigation program working to challenge the way animals are treated and how those products are packaged and marketed to us. And then we have a very active outreach campaign area where we work in different cities, including D.C., where we're headquartered. We have an office in Los Angeles.
Mm.
And we have national outreach campaigns. We air 30-second commercials on MTV stations, Comedy Central, and we've aired this year. We started airing on Hulu.com. And we also have what you talked about briefly is Veg Week's campaign that we're just kicking off this month.
I know one of the things people are really confused about is eggs, when it comes to eggs, and they think that they're buying somewhat cruelty-free eggs when they see free range or something on the package. And well, we know that that's not really true.
Yeah, that is definitely a question that we commonly get. You know, what about eggs, and how do I know how these hens are treated? And it is an issue that I think a lot of consumers are confused by, and rightly so, because there's a lot of confusing information out there, especially on the egg cartons. You know, as you mentioned, we challenged an egg industry logo and claim called Animal Care Certified, and just to make things real, that logo and claim is now gone because it was found to be misleading by the Better Business Bureau. But in general, when people go to the grocery store and they buy a carton of eggs, you know, it's very common to see images on those cartons of eggs or of hens maybe walking around outside or sitting on a nest filled with eggs or some sort of happy imagery. Or you might even find, you know, phrases on there like animal friendly or naturally raised. And a lot of those claims and images can be misleading because the overwhelming majority of eggs in the marketplace today are from hens who are confined in tiny wire-bearing battery cages.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no oversight federally on the use of animal welfare claims on egg cartons. So when people think of the word free range and they see that on an egg carton, it's not actually regulated by the government, unlike it is regulated in the meat and poultry industries. In the egg industry, there's no government oversight verifying what that even means for the birds. So there's a lot of confusing information out there, and consumers deserve to know what's really going on, where their eggs are actually coming from. And we are, as an organization, we are petitioning with a federal rulemaking petition with the Food and Drug Administration, encouraging them to, just like they do in the European Union and in Australia, require egg producers to clearly label how those eggs were produced. So if those eggs are coming from cage 10, it would say it right on the package.
We're not very good at labeling in this country.
Well, I think it's certainly easier to just sell products that make people feel good than it is to tell the truth. So,
yeah, they're going to fight that.
That Truth in Labeling initiative will hopefully go through, and if enough consumers demand it, I think we'll see it go through. But the basic bottom line about eggs anyway is that, there are so many egg-free options out there that we can choose egg-free foods and still get all the nutrients we need and all the flavors we enjoy. And there are egg replacers out there for baking, and you can make other items without eggs whatsoever. And we have a website, eggindustry.com, where you can learn a lot more of this information about labeling on egg cartons and how eggs are really produced in this country, as well as a whole host of egg-free recipes and products to look for that are 100% egg-free, so you don't have to worry about where, what type of cruelties might be behind the eggs you're buying. Just leaving eggs out of our shopping carts is the best thing we can do to protect egg-laying hens.
Right on. Okay, so now let's move to Veg Week 2012. So you have a website, usvegweek.com.
Yes.
And what is Veg Week?
This is such a fun campaign. It actually started a few years ago with the inspiration of one of the Maryland state senators who represents the district in which Compassion Over Killing's office is headquartered, Senator Jamie Raskin. And he in a local newspaper here in Tacoma Park, Maryland, where we're based, he encouraged people in 2009 to help protect the environment by, he suggested maybe going vegetarian for 1 week out of the year. And so we called him up and said we loved his idea and asked him if he would pledge to go vegetarian for a week. So he said he would. He said it, in the newspaper. He was going to keep his word, and he said he'd love to see some type of celebration around and encouraging other people to sign up. So we went to our mayor. We got a proclamation signed. We got businesses to offer Veg Week specials, and we had a website we created and encouraged people in our community to pledge to go veg for a week. And it was so popular that we have expanded it since then. In 2010, we did a Maryland Veg Week, and now it's national. We're asking people nationwide to sign on to Veg Week, and it's a fun way to explore new foods, to try meat-free meals. You pledge to go veg for 1 week, and we'll give you all the information you need to get started. We can send you a starter kit. We'll send you daily emails with recipe ideas and cookbook suggestions and meal tips. And you just learn, different ways to eat, replacing some of the foods you're used to with the vegetarian or vegan versions of those foods. And hopefully you'll feel better, you'll discover new foods you like, and you'll stick with this new diet. Or maybe even just, when the week is over, reduce the amount of animal foods you've been eating. And, we're giving away free gifts for people who sign up and pledge, and we have a lot of supporters and sponsors promoting it. So it's really just a fun way to encourage people to try new foods and to highlight how easy it is and how delicious it is to choose vegetarian foods.
Well, the time is definitely ripe, no pun intended, for fresh vegetables and fruits. People aren't as afraid of the word vegetarian anymore, and vegan is certainly used a lot more, fortunately, in the media, and more people are turning to it. And so, that was a nice sound. A lot of people just need a little kick in the butt, and I'm for anything that works to get people over to the plant side.
Yes. Absolutely. And you're right that it is being talked about so much more. I mean, we're seeing, you know, people like Bill Clinton on CNN talking about how his vegan diet changed his life. And Mike Tyson is talking about going vegan. And Ellen DeGeneres has a vegan starter kit on her website. And Oprah Winfrey is talking about it. So this is definitely something that is gaining mainstream attention for sure. And we're partnering with dozens and dozens of restaurants offering Veg Week specials this year, so you can, you know, find restaurants in your communities that are offering Veg Week specials. And it is, it's a fun 7-day challenge. And, you know, when Senator Raskin from Maryland proposed this idea, he had no idea what he was getting into, he said, because after the 7 days was up, he decided to stick with it for 2 weeks, and then he decided to stick with it for a month. And then after the 30 days, he said he couldn't think of any reason to go back to eating meat. He felt so healthy. He said he finally felt good that he was aligning his morals with his menu, and he is still a vegetarian to this day.
Happy story. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really changed his life, and he has been on board helping us promote this campaign and really grow it because, you know, he wants people to discover what he discovered and at a minimum just try some new foods that you might realize that you love and want to continue eating.
Well, what I like to say to a lot of people is you don't know how good you can feel. You just don't know because you haven't felt it.
And right,
just
that's true.
Just to try it, just to get a taste of not feeling pain or not feeling, sometimes it's more what you're not going to feel rather than what you are going to feel, because a lot of stuff goes away and all of a sudden you're free and light and everything's happy.
Yeah, it really can, you know, make a difference. Even just the 7 days for Senator Raskin, for example, he said he felt a difference dramatically within those 7 days. He felt more energetic and you know, he's a great spokesperson for this effort. And I think that it's 7 days. And as, you know, as he put it, when he, you know, wanted to help us get this campaign off the ground in 2009, he said, you know, there are 52 weeks in a year. Why not make at least one of them meat-free? And, you know, it's a great way to help protect the environment. It's a great way to help improve your health. And it's certainly a great way to make a difference for animals. So that's what the 7-Day Veg Pledge is all about. Just take the 7-Day Challenge, see how you feel, and, you know, maybe you'll feel great enough that you'll want to stick with it.
You know, there's a lot of different ones out there. So Mark Bittman has recommended being vegan before 6 p.m.
Right.
We have meatless Mondays. And there have been a number of different pledge-type programs, some for a week, some for 30 days, some for 60 days, whatever. And I like whatever works for people. But I think at least being vegetarian for at least a week, you know, the meatless Mondays and the veg before 6 p.m., they're good. But I think when people really take a moment to think, okay, I'm not going to eat these foods, and I'm going to take some time and really not eat them, then they can really, one, reap the benefits, and two, it helps shift something inside them to know that it is possible and it's not difficult.
Yeah, and there are so many foods out there to try, and I think that is the benefit of pledging to go veg for one full week. You know, it's just a week, it's just 7 days, and, you know, we offer so much information and meal ideas and recipes and restaurant specials to get people going, and just discovering some new foods is, you know, it's very eye-opening to people, and, you know, as they discover new foods that they like and hopefully feel more energetic, they're also recognizing that every time they choose a meat-free meal, they are making a difference for animals. And that's really important for us, you know, as our organization focuses on animal advocacy, is what the animals go through. There are more than 9 billion animals in the U.S. alone who are killed for food every single year. And we can stand up for those animals every time we sit down to eat just by choosing the vegetarian version of our favorite foods. We can have hot dogs and hamburgers and ice cream, and they're all made. You can get all of those as a vegan version made without any animal products at all. You're not giving up any of the flavors you're used to. It's just a cruelty-free version of those foods.
Erica, thank you. I really hope that you have a great week and Veg Week, April 23rd to 29th. And the website is usvegweek.com. And let's make a lot of people eat veg for a week and more.
Excellent. Thank you. You know, people can visit that website, usvegweek.com. They can sign up and pledge. They might win prizes. They can see all the events going on across the country. They can see who else is participating. We have...
Okay, great. I've got my next guest coming on, so thank you so much for joining me on It's All About Food. Best of luck with Veg Week 2012. Of thecleanprogram.com. Oh, goodness. So... I'm Karen Hartglass. You're listening to It's All About Food. And don't forget my website, responsibleeatingandliving.com, where all of those healthy, delicious recipes can be found to help you along the way. Have a very delicious week.
Bye.